You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. After months of research and public input, the City of Syracuse's Deer and Tick Advisory Board is ready to make some recommendations on how to curb the problem. They've come up with a 10-point plan that relies on the cooperation of county government, city divisions, and private citizens. The Cornell Cooperative Extension in Onondaga County's Christina Farrar says the deer and tick issue is a complex one that requires a long-term plan.
This is important because we're not proposing one solution now and suggesting that we stick with that solution forward without considering the impacts that it's having. It should assess the effectiveness of the management operations annually and make adjustments as necessary.
Part of this plan does include culling deer to control their population size. Deer and Tick Advisory Group's Tom Quinn says the professional sharpshooters go to great lengths to make sure everything is safe before shooting deer in urban areas.
These are trained professionals who have more than 20 years experience doing this without incident. They do it all over the state. When they ground truth an area, they make sure that it is safe, line of sight, always shooting into a berm or into the earth.
Quinn says deer are the number one hosts for adult ticks. Christina Farrar adds that decreasing the number of deer is necessary in order to make any progress on the tick issue. Culling could begin as early as this fall. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.